The city of Atlanta was over the moon in the 1990s. That's when Atlanta was competing for the Summer Olympic Games against the sentimental favorite, Athens, Greece. The tension was palpable as this announcement was made.
The International Olympic Committee has awarded the 1996 Olympic Games to the city of Atlanta.
Those words launched more than $1 billion of construction projects around Atlanta, along with a lot of optimism. On the 15th anniversary of the Games, NPR's Kathy Lohr takes a look at Atlanta's real wins and losses.
One of the most prominent legacies of the Games is Centennial Olympic Park in the heart of Atlanta. The 21-acre plaza glistens in what was an area of urban decay. Children run and linger in the fountain. Professor at Georgia State University Harvey Newman studies public policy, and he says the park brought economic development downtown.
The area surrounding the park has added major hotels, condominiums, new office structures, and of course people continue to flock to enjoy the Olympic rings fountain.
The park is part of the Olympics' $5 billion economic impact on the city. And the Games planted the seeds for new tourist attractions, including the Georgia Aquarium. A couple of miles north is what was the Olympic Village, where 10,000 athletes ate and slept. The buildings have been turned into dorms for two universities. Harvey Newman says the Games brought housing and infrastructure projects that would not have happened as quickly, or perhaps at all.
It certainly put Atlanta on the map as a place to be taken seriously among cities throughout the world.
The Olympics is at least partly responsible for a huge population increase from 3.5 million people in 1996 to nearly 5.5 million in the metro area today. But that spectacular growth also has had a downside, increased traffic, and a declining housing market. Property values are way down, and hundreds of condos, apartments, and lofts that were built are for sale or vacant. But experts say that's because of the larger recession, not a post-Olympic crash.
People had very unrealistic expectations of what the Olympics could do.
Ken Bernhardt is a marketing professor at Georgia State University. He says it was not practical to count on a long-term economic boost.
The impact was big. It was short-term with some infrastructure improvements and cleaning up downtown. And what reason would anybody have to expect that that expenditure would have a big impact 15 years later?
Atlanta's unemployment rate is 10.5%, much higher than the national average. And a recent study says the region has lost more than 200,000 jobs since 2007. So while an economic transformation is evident in parts of the city, political science professor at Emory University, Michael Leo Owens, says many poor communities were overlooked.
We still have tremendous unemployment. And so it's one of the reasons why people, you know, have used the phrase that Atlanta's a paradox.
A few blocks from Olympic Stadium is the Pittsburgh neighborhood. As we drive just off McDaniel Street, LaShawn Hoffman with the Pittsburgh Community Improvement Association says this area was left out of the Olympic prosperity.
We still have overgrown kudzu. We have some homes that are still vacant and abandoned. You can see some new infill construction that has happened, but you can still see that there's a lot of decline.
Out of about 1,200 structures in the neighborhood, Hoffman says half are vacant.
Again, we were right off the cusp and outside of the view of where the majority of the traffic, the people would be. And so where we really wanted our neighborhood to be able to benefit from the investment that was being made, the Pittsburgh neighborhood didn't prosper.
That's the paradox that Michael Leo Owens at Emory University continues to witness.
We could argue that the place of Atlanta has benefited in all sorts of ways. But we also, I think, would be hard-pressed to say that all the people in that place have actually benefited from the legacy of the Olympic Games.
Some economic forecasts show it will take a couple more years for Atlanta to rebound from the overbuilding it saw before and after the Olympics and the massive bank failures that followed. The city is now focusing on transportation and redevelopment, intended to help some of the communities that missed out on the Olympic opportunity. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.